Hello, thank you so much for listening. This is Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to take the theme of making others, people around you, feel important and also valued. And I'm going to share this story with you, and I want you to think about sunflowers. So sunflowers always face the sun. In the morning, they face the east, and by evening, they have turned to follow the sun, and they're facing west. They follow the sun as it crosses each day's sky so that they can gather in as much sunlight as possible. Now, think of a sunflower not unlike yourself. We can turn to the sun, see what I did there, to Jesus Christ, and we can gather spiritual light from him because a sunflower seed will grow most anywhere. They are really versatile flowers and they can grow just about anywhere. Now you too can bloom and grow wherever you're planted. Now by desiring to believe and studying the scriptures very prayerfully, you will nurture your personal spiritual seed, if you will. Now as the sunflower grows, small buds soon appear, surrounded by protecting leaves. Like those leaves, think of your parents and your leaders and your teachers that surround you and love you and protect you and help your budding testimony grow. Now, as a sunflower grows taller, its stalk, its stem, grows thicker because it has to support that really large flower that will soon be full of seeds. So as your spiritual stem or stalk must grow, and your testimony grows stronger. Think of everything that it gets to take in as far as the scriptures go and the teachings of Jesus Christ and how we can strive to be like him. Now, when the sunflower, when the bud opens, bright yellow petals form and its head becomes a golden crown. And its blessings of growth really begin to show. That's really when the flower begins to shine. And having been born a seed, it now produces its own seeds that can nourish people. It can feed people, birds, animals, and also grow more sunflowers. Your testimony and your influence can be just like seeds. You can use those seeds to reach people and to share and to grow and serve others. Again, think of your sunflower as yourself and turn toward the sun, and not the physical sun in the sky, but instead the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Also want to share this other story, and it kind of is centered around helping others grow and feel important. Now, it's about a mother who was wishing to encourage her son's progress at the piano, which I'm sure many parents can relate to. I myself dropped out of piano when I was very young. But in an effort to kind of nurture this talent, this mother bought tickets to a performance. When the evening arrived, they found their seats near the front of the concert hall and looked at the majestic, beautiful Steinway piano waiting on the stage. And soon the mother found a friend to talk, and the boy had slipped away. And at 8 o'clock, the lights in the auditorium began to dim and the spotlights came on. And only then did they notice the boy, that he had been sitting on the bench on the stage, innocently playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And his mother gasped. And before she could retrieve her son, the famous pianist appeared on stage and quickly moved to the keyboard. And he whispered to the boy, "Don't quit, keep playing." And he leaned over and reached down with his left hand and began filling in the bass part. And soon his right arm reached around to the other side and improvised a little piece on the right hand. And together, the old master on the piano and the young novice had held the crowd completely mesmerized. And in our lives, unpolished as we may be, it is the Master who surrounds us and whispers in our ear time and time again, "Don't quit, keep playing." We can do that for other people, and we can share that and share our own gifts and talents with others and encourage them and lift them up. And I can think of, you know, a lot of instructors in my life that I've had that have had a great impact on the person that I am just by their gentle, loving encouragement. Think about how Heavenly Father can do that for us, and also how we can reach out and do it for someone else. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.